Welcome to The Commentaries, a podcast series from TAN in which you'll learn how to read and understand history's greatest Catholic works from today's greatest Catholic scholars. In every series of The Commentaries, your expert host will be your personal guide to not just read the book, but to live the book, shining the light of its eternal truths into our modern darkness. Visit tancommentaries.com to get your copy of the book and to subscribe for access to all the great reading plans, new episodes, bonus content, and exclusive deals for listeners of The Commentaries.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Father Edward Looney, and I'm a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, a pastor, author, podcaster, Marian theologian, and at present, the president of the Mariological Society of America. This is the commentary series on the Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Today is day number 18, and we will be examining our belief as Catholics in Mary's Assumption. We will specifically have recourse to part two, treating of her principal feasts and her dolors, specifically Discourse 7 and 8 of the Assumption of Mary, and the second Discourse on the Assumption of Mary. But before we dive into the text, let us first begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Lord our God, you have given us Mary to be our mother. She is our intercessor. She is our advocate. She is our mediatrix. You called her to serve you in this life, and at the end of her life, you called her into eternity to be their body and soul with her Son, Jesus. As she rightfully reigns as Queen of heaven and earth, may she pray for us poor sinners here on our exile, awaiting our return to glory. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Assumption of Mary is my favorite mystery of the Rosary. The Assumption of Mary is one that has preoccupied my study in Marian theology. I actually wrote my licentiate in sacred theology thesis, my STL, on Assumption homilies. I've read many an Assumption homily. Admittedly, in my study, I had not read what St. Alphonsus Liguori provided in the Glories of Mary. So this was new to me, but I can promise you that what he says is all contained within the tradition, as Alphonsus Liguori would do, that he would bring together and weave together hundreds of years of belief. I've been fascinated by the Assumption of Mary for so long. And it's one of those feasts that we celebrate that really we know what we believe, but we don't know what we believe. It's a paradox, isn't it? But when the church defined this in November 1950, Pope Pius XII, at the very end of the document, writes that at the end of Mary's life, she was assumed body and soul into heaven. What Pope Pius XII does not tell us is what happened. Now, Alphonsus Liguori takes us to some of the great traditions of the church, so he will give us one perspective. What happened to Mary at the end of her life? It's a great question. Have you thought about it before? If I asked you, did Mary die? What would you say? I think most people that I talk to when I ask that question, they tell me, no, Mary didn't die. If you answer no to that question, you could be right. You would be an immortalist. An immortalist believes that because Mary was without sin, that death is a consequence of sin. And because of that, Mary did not undergo death. Now, Jesus, her son, underwent death because he was the Redeemer. There's this principle, soteriology, the study of salvation. What is not assumed is not redeemed. So Jesus has to assume death. He has to take it on so that death itself can be redeemed. Mary has no need to do that. She's not the Redeemer. And so consequently, an immortalist would tell you, no, she was just taken up into heaven. I sometimes jokingly call this the theory of Mary being zapped up into heaven. That in this position, if I was to espouse it, I would think that maybe Mary goes up the same Mount of Olives where Jesus was ascended into heaven. And that Mary standing there, that God just takes her, that she begins to be lifted up by the angels into eternity. I think that's what the immortalist position, that's how I envision it at least. Did Mary die? So, no, she didn't die. But what if she did die? Did Mary die? Why, yes, she did. Well, you might be right too. This is the Dormitionist or the Assumptionist position. There's a little nuance between the Dormitionist and Assumptionist position. One says Mary dies. The other says Mary falls asleep in the Lord, entering a death-like trance, but doesn't actually fully die. But all of those accounts of the Dormition of Mary, which is a position espoused by the Eastern Church. Eastern Catholics and Orthodox believers believe in the Dormition. And there are lots of writers from the Eastern tradition who have written transitus accounts, the end of Mary's life accounts. Many of them recounted or captured by St. Alphonsus Liguori in these two reflections that we have from the Glories of Mary. So the first one on the Assumption of Mary, he says we celebrate two things, the graces according to it and the manner in which it took place. St. Alphonsus Liguori, I think, would tell us he believes Mary died. Because he talks about Jesus dying and Mary's death. And this is kind of where I stand on the whole question too. I think that Mary would want to share in what her son experienced. He even says she died. There's a sweetness in her death. Now, one of the things too, when it comes to the Assumption, we read in our liturgical feast day, Revelation 12, the woman and the son. Is that Mary? St. Alphonsus Liguori quotes it here in the Assumption. We read that text on the Assumption feast day, but yet scholars would argue that it isn't Mary, that it could be the church, it could be Israel, it could be any number of individuals. Mary can be a secondary referent, but she isn't the principal. St. Alphonsus quotes Revelation 12, so I think gives some credence to seeing Mary in that, of course. So these transitist traditions, what they tell us is that Mary, just as she had the annunciation of the birth of Jesus, she receives this announcement from the angel saying, prepare yourself. You're going to soon pass from this world and enter into eternal glory. And that news of her pending death was spread to all the apostles, and they return to be with Our Lady in those moments. That the apostles are with her in these final hours of her life. That they had recourse to Mary after the ascension because she was a part of the early church. Some of the great thinkers of the Assumption in the Dormitionist tradition, St. John Damascene. I would encourage you maybe to look up some of these traditions. They say that Mary passes and then they process her to a tomb in Gethsemane. She's placed in this tomb. And today there's a church that claims to have the empty tomb of Mary. It's an Orthodox church. That as her body processes through the streets, immediately healings are taking place. And in some of these accounts, they tell us that Thomas wasn't there when she passed. Thomas, the doubter. And so Thomas is the one who asks for the tomb to be open. And there's melodies of angels singing the praises of God. And that as they open the tomb, Mary isn't there. She was taken body and soul into heaven. That's really a good summary of the Eastern tradition regarding the Dormition of Our Lady. You can believe that Mary died, or you can believe that Mary didn't die. Because Pius XII doesn't define the end of Mary's life. At the end of Mary's life, she was taken body and soul into eternal glory. Well, what does that mean? The church tells us what we believe, that body and soul, she's in heaven. Doesn't really explain to us all of the facts of it. The same thing, you know, with the perpetual virginity of Mary. Virgin before, during, and after the birth of Christ, but doesn't really explain it for us. We could spend a lot of time and a lot of our life thinking about Our Lady and her death and her final hours. In the second discourse on the Assumption, enough that we could meditate on. Should we weep or should we rejoice? That's a question asked. There's comparisons to Elijah being conducted into heaven by the fiery chariot. The chariot being the angels. So you have Mary entering into eternal glory. She's with her son, united again. Mary greeting Eve, that's something that Alphonsus Liguori brings out. What did Mary say to Eve? What did Eve say to Mary? Mary, who by her obedience undoes the knot of Eve's disobedience. For me, I often think of the heavenly reunion of Mary with her parents, St. Anne and St. Joachim. I think of Mary seeing St. Joseph, Mary being with her son, Mary being in eternity. What is that like for her? Something we definitely can mull over and meditate over. The next time you pray the fourth glorious mystery, maybe think about some of these things, these questions raised by Alphonsus Liguori in the Glories of Mary. But then, as we think about Mary's Assumption, we also can think of her queenship and that her role as mother, intercessor, mediatrix is all because she's assumed body and soul into heaven. All because she's the queen of heaven and earth. And that we are able to receive then the graces God wishes to give us through her intercession and through her mediation. It all makes sense because of the Assumption of Mary. Let some of these thoughts given to us by Alphonsus Liguori guide your rosary praying, during the Fourth Glorious Mystery. Think about some of these things on August 15th as we have the Holy Day of Obligation related to Mary's Assumption. Think about these holy events. As you think about them, see what difference then they make. What graces is God giving you? We have come to the end of our reflection today on day number 18. I hope you'll join me tomorrow as we will address the seven sorrows of Our Lady. Until then, may we be united in prayer for one another. May God bless you and Mary pray for you.
This has been an episode of The Commentaries, a podcast brought to you by TAN. To follow the show, study more of the greatest Catholic classics, and to support The Commentaries and other great free content from TAN, visit tancommentaries.com to subscribe and use coupon code COM25 to get 25% off your next order, including The Glories of Mary and countless more spiritual works to deepen your interior life and guide you to heaven.